On today's episode of the Group Quest Daily News, on this day in World of Warcraft, well, community as well, and update on the Sony PlayStation, that is, and a YouTuber is in big, big trouble, among other things. So, we begin with the World of Warcraft community that has opened today. So if you are interested, you can check the World of Warcraft Community Council forums, and it includes Bluepost, which reads from Blizzard. And by the way, this all comes from WoWhead. Welcome to the WoW Community Council forum. This forum is where WoW Community Council members and Blizzard representatives can post about anything related to World of Warcraft. Please keep in mind that all contents of this forum are publicly visible. Only council members and Blizzard representatives can post here. WoW Community Council members have been selected from among many of the thousand applicants for their varied experience playing and posting about the game, as well as their diverse perspectives. We will continue to add council members as often as necessary to bolster any kind of discussion here, and council members will be removed 1 year after they were first added to the program. The application to join the WoW Community Council is currently closed. However, we may open it again at any time when more council members are needed. Community forums work best when participants treat their fellow posters with respect and courtesy. So we ask that you take the time to read through the forum code of conduct and guidelines before posting. Now, the reason why they do that, they open up about once a year, is they want to keep things fresh. So, like what the post said, if you are there, keep it respectful, and if you want to be there, pay attention. We will give updates as to this story and anything else. Now, also on WoWhead, today marks the 12-year anniversary of Patch 3.3, Fall of the Lich King. Now, I remember when I killed the Lich King, along with me and some friends of mine for the first time, and that fight is still one of the best fights in all of what we got. People just going in one shot. Hey, it is what it is. Now, going from there to a Sony point system. This comes to us from PlayStationLifestyle.net. And what we said earlier this week, and thinking maybe last week there as well, that when this new PlayStation Store, all these things are coming to play, they want to try and outdo Microsoft. Well, by doing a reward system, scoring points, I don't know if they'll be able to do that or not. I mean, I don't really pay attention to points, you know, and how they're used, really, because we know that within PlayStation, you get trophies, you get rewards, and their trophies are within the game that you get, and you get achievements for them. So maybe this will turn into a reward. Maybe this will be something different. Time will tell. And that will come out here in about 3 to 4 weeks or anyway. Maybe a little bit longer than that. Now, if you're playing God of War on PC, well, things you're not gonna like yet. You're not gonna like some of the things, because NVIDIA Reflex and the DLSS performance boosts are now on PC. So if you're playing God of War on PC, everything is going to look even better. This comes to us from PCGamesSN.com. I said that wrong. It's PCGamesN.com. I'm sorry. And it's going to be very, very interesting as to see how this goes. And this is really going to, I think, upset some console people, because when you got better graphics on PC, and typically you do, you want those same graphics on your PlayStation, your Xbox, Nintendo, so on and so forth. But we'll see what happens. Now, I'm inserting this right here in the middle just to break things up. But from Kotaku, a YouTuber named Mark Fitzpatrick is really under fire because he was hit by 150 copyright claims for reviews featuring anime footage. When you do reviews, there are certain ways that you can do that. I know of people that are on YouTube that do story beats and reviews that are online. But typically, you don't want to include, you know, it's just anime and strictly anime. You want to break things up. Just like I did break up here with this story. We go to now, GTA Online is getting a Franklin story expansion, and apparently Mr. Franklin was in GTA 5. So if you are curious as to the update here, going to GTA Online, go check this out. This comes to us from IGN. Say what you will. Now, this next bit of news comes to us from BlueNews.com, and it's about Halo Infinite, and the Halo Infinite campaign has now been released. So you can become the Master Chief, and you can explore Zeta Halo. All very good. Halo is still one of the best kits out there for FPS. That's fine. And it is still the Christmas season, but the clock is ticking here, people. So if you want a gaming PC, PCGamer.com said you can save $350 on an RTX 360 gaming PC from Dell. Not Alien, from Dell. It's a Dell XPS desktop with NVIDIA RTX 3060 and an Intel Core i7. 11800, 16 gigabytes of RAM with a 256 gigabyte SSD and 1 terabyte HD, and it's going for $1,250. Its typical sales price is $1,600. So get it, maybe a little expensive for you, but still get it. It's all right. Anyway, that has been today's news. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/JoeSpace. Game Awards reactions, as far as what I can do them. No show tomorrow, so go have fun. Check out our homepage, thegroupquest.com, where we have links to our Patreon, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and our Audible site, along with our Discord. And if you don't want to do that, go check out stackup.org. Until tomorrow, I've been Joe. That is the Group Quest Daily News. I leave mistakes in. Thank you.